So kids have, we have until age 18 to 20 to get most of our bone mass in. So that's a pretty young age. And so we are trying to get the message out to focus on getting bone health started at this young age so that we are paying it forward so we are not having problems at a later age.
So that's the term where in this release it talks about bone bank or banking bones. That's kind of what that's the thought behind that.
Exactly. It's just like your college savings account. You can't wait until they're off to college. You need to start it early.
Right. So what are some of the things as a parent that I can do? What are some tips you can give me to help with that?
Absolutely. So it's a two-pronged approach. And as an orthopedic surgeon, I work closely with the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. And in my practice at Kaiser Permanente, I often have three people in the room because I take care of kids. There's a kid in the room, and then I have a parent in the room. And then a lot of the time, I have a grandparent in the room. And so I get an opportunity to talk to people of all ages about this. The two prongs that I want to talk about is, number one, diet. The hero of our story is calcium, and we need to get calcium into the bones. And the hero's sort of assistant is vitamin D. And so those are the two things we need to get into the bones to keep them healthy. The best, most simple way is with our diet, with regular food, with milk, dairy products, yogurts, cheeses, and then dark leafy greens. That's plan A. If we can't get it into our people, whether they're children, adults, or elderly people, then we can start to look at supplements as well. That's prong one. Prong two is physical activity. So bones are alive, and the way that bones get healthy and stay healthy is by bearing weight and by pounding on them, literally. So walking, running, lifting weights, exercise in that way. We recommend 30 to 60 minutes per day for kids, and it's really a similar recommendation for adults. So when I have three generations in the room, I say, look, what better than to get all of you guys out together doing this stuff?
So this is something we can take up at any time in our life to help improve our bone health.
It's never too late, but the earlier the better.
And of course, you get kids involved with the sports. There's always the possibility that something might happen. How can you make sure that your kids are safe with sports and related to bones and all the orthopedic aspects of that?
Absolutely. So number one, we don't want them overusing their bodies. So we have some recommendations about not doing too much of the same thing. So when we say get up and get out and get moving for 30, 60 minutes per day, that's not doing the same thing over and over again. I certainly wouldn't want to see somebody pitching for that whole time or doing an overhead activity for that whole time. We want them to vary their exercise, and that is going to keep your body a lot stronger at any age.
That, of course, uses other muscles and sort of spreads the weight around, as it were, or on your body. What about bones healing? Everybody doesn't heal the same way. What can cause that, or what can we do to make sure we have good, strong bones and that the healing process will work well too?
That's a great question. So number one, getting that calcium and vitamin D in and making a good bone stock so our bones are nice and strong. And then we can do harm to our bodies in so many ways. If we are people who are smoking or having too much alcohol, that's bad for our bones, as if you didn't need other reasons to cut down on those things, right? And the other ways that our bones can have trouble healing is if we have other diseases. So people who have diabetes, they are not as good at healing their bones. So we really try to help people get that bone stock as high as possible and keep those other things to a minimum so our bones don't have more opponents.
We've talked a lot about our bones today. Where can we get some other information?
So the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons has this great website. It's called orthoinfo.org, orthoinfo.org. And this is written by doctors for patients and families. So the language is doable and readable, and we are trying to make things as accessible as possible for people. So please try that website out.
orthoinfo.org. We'll check it out. Our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Weiss, sharing some good bone health with us this morning. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.